Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Taoiseach says he'll move swiftly to call a general election once laws which give effect to budget changes are passed. Gardaí are appealing for information after a pedestrian was seriously injured in an overnight crash in South Donegal. Learner drivers are facing further delays in Donegal, and detectives investigating a sexual assault on a woman in Derry have issued an appeal for information and witnesses. These stories in full plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport at around 15:15. But first, the Carlin Upper Road in Kerrykeel is closed due to a serious road traffic collision. Local diversions are in place. Gardaí say they expect the road to remain closed for some time. The Taoiseach says he'll move swiftly to call a general election once laws which give effect to budget changes are passed. The finance bill is seen as the last key piece of legislation to pass the Dáil before it's dissolved, which could be by the end of next week. It would give the option for polling day to take place on either November 29th or December 6th. Taoiseach Simon Harris says once the bill passes, he'll look towards an election.
And we'll have this election very shortly, because I think now will be the right time. The coalition government has delivered five budgets, and we should end, I suppose, the speculation and seek a mandate.
Gardaí are appealing for information after a pedestrian was seriously injured in an overnight crash in South Donegal. The man was struck by a vehicle at around 4:30 on Main Street, Mount Charles. He has been taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to his injuries. Gardaí Sean Sweeney is urging anyone who witnessed the collision to come forward.
We're appealing for witnesses following a road traffic collision that occurred on Main Street, Mount Charles. So this was this morning, Tuesday, 29th October. Shortly after 4:30 a.m, Gardaí and emergency services were alerted to a collision involving a vehicle and pedestrian at that location. A man was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for serious injuries sustained during the collision. There are no other injuries reported. So we are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the collision to contact us. Any road users who are in the area between the time of 4 a.m. and 4:40 a.m. have camera footage, including dash cam, please make this available to investigating Gardaí. It should be in Ballyshannon Garda Station 071 985 8530, or you can call the confidential line 1800 666 111.
Detectives investigating a sexual assault on a woman in Derry have issued an appeal for information and witnesses. The assault occurred during the early hours of Saturday morning at approximately 1:30 in the Bank Place in the city centre. Eamon Torsney reports.
The suspect is described as a white male, believed to be 5'10" in height, of a medium to large build, wore white trainers, dark-coloured jeans and a dark-coloured T-shirt with some type of marking or logo on the back. The victim, aged in her late teens, has been left traumatised and extremely distressed, and specialist officers will continue to support her. Police understand Bank Place was busy at the time. Anyone who was in the area, witnessed this assault, or believes they may have had contact with the suspect is being urged to get in touch. They would also want to hear from anyone who helped the victim in any way, including calling for help. Police are keen to speak with motorists, including any taxi drivers that may have any dashcam footage from this area at the time. Anyone with any information is being asked to make contact with police on 101.
Learner drivers are facing further delays in Donegal. It's emerged that of the four driver testers assigned to the county, just one is available today due to sickness and annual leave. Eight driving tests that were scheduled to take place in Letterkenny today have been cancelled as a result. David Martin, communications officer with Road Safety Authority, says those who's impacted will be prioritised.
I'd like to apologise. We've had to make cancellations today. We've had an illness. Our driver tester is off sick today, so we've had to cancel today's tests. We did have, there are two people or two other testers who are scheduled to be off today, so it really is just one person, so it's a small number of people directly affected today. I'm not sure whether they will take place tomorrow. What I would say is that people who've had to who've had their tests cancelled, they will be put on the priority list, and they should receive a fresh invitation this week for a new test. But it is most important thing for me to say really is here is I'd like to apologise to those directly affected by this.
A national recruitment drive for additional testers is underway. It's unclear at the moment, however, where the extra resources will be deployed. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says it's vital concentrated efforts are made to reduce driving test waiting lists in Donegal.
I would like to have heard from David. Yes, they're going to concentrate and give us, for once, a bit of favouritism, clearly for the reasons outlined. There's 1,650 people who are waiting for a driving test. There's 580 of them were scheduled to set a driving test, and that's figures last month. The fact that, you know, David was sort of making it a little less than what it really, the effect it really is, that only 8 are affected today. But that's 8 out of 581 people who are scheduled to take a test. I mean, even if we get 2 extra testers, it would take an awful long time to get through all of those. And then we never seem to take into account that the pass rate is somewhere between 60 and 65% here in the county. So that means, like, you know, at least 40% of those taking their test will have to reset it. And all of that added expense is added anxiety. And then the waiting list just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And what we need, and more so in this county probably than anywhere else, is for people to be able to drive competent drivers on our roads. They make them safer. And that's what the driving test is all about, is to ensure that anybody who gets on the road in a car knows how to handle that car, can drive by the rules of the road. And unfortunately, we have 9,500 people who are still on learner permits who haven't got that competency test yet. And that's worrying, to say the least.
The Sinn Féin leader says the party did everything it had been obliged to do regarding the complaint made against Brian Stanley. Its draft report proposed the TD's conduct constituted sexual harassment. However, Brian Stanley has consistently denied any wrongdoing and says the complaint's procedure was seriously flawed. It's also emerged the woman at the centre of the complaint asked for €60,000 in compensation. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald says she's not responsible for what Brian Stanley does.
And can I also say that, you know, Brian Stanley's bad behaviour is a matter for him. I'm not responsible for that, and I will not take responsibility for that. What I am responsible for as the leader of the party is the investigation and inquiry into a complaint such as that when it's made, and it was done by the book.
The Northwest Future of Energy Conference takes place in Derry on Thursday week, November 7th. The event, which is now in its 6th year, is hosted by the Chambers in Derry and Letterkenny, and this year's theme is Sustainable Energy Through Innovation. Highland Radio is this year's media partner and will be broadcasting live from the event, while presenter Greg Hughes will chair a discussion on the servicing and maintenance of new technologies such as heat pumps and electric cars. On today's 9 till noon show, conference host Jamie DeLargy says innovation will only work if there are skilled people available to ensure that problems can be addressed.
It's all very well to say we should be doing these things, we should be installing heat pumps, we should be, you know, encouraging people to buy electric cars, we doing the things that we want them to do, but you've got to have the backup. You've got to have the skills there in place to ensure that the things, once installed, can be monitored, can be maintained, likewise with the car. So the skills pipeline, that discussion that Greg is going to be chairing, is a crucial one. It's crucial on both sides of the border, and we will have to do it. We will have to make sure that there is the level of support to allow people to have comfort that once they put in this newfangled heat pump that they're not terribly familiar with, that they have got somebody there they can call upon to come out and fix it. They can get somebody to come out to service it. So this is a critical thing.
There are no major injuries reported after a rocket attack on a UNIFIL headquarters in southern Lebanon. The attack was carried out at the base in Nakoura this afternoon, with UNIFIL saying some peacekeepers suffered minor injuries after a vehicle workshop burst into flames. The group has opened an investigation into the incident and say the rocket was likely fired by Hezbollah. Up to 12 Irish peacekeepers are stationed at the headquarters, and the Defence Forces say all Irish personnel are safe and accounted for. Meanwhile, Ireland is among numerous countries criticising Israel's plan to ban a UN refugee agency from working in Palestine. The head of UNRWA says the vote by Israel's parliament to stop its work will deepen the suffering of Palestinians. The Taoiseach is describing the planned ban as disgusting, despicable and shameful. Director of Communications at UNRWA, Julia Toma, says blocking their work will make the horrific situation in Gaza even worse.
Despite the fact that we were expecting it, it's still quite shocking. Now, in terms of the impact, the biggest concern for us is what is this going to bring onto the humanitarian operation that UNRWA manages in a place like Gaza, where 2 million people rely on UNRWA as a lifeline.
Gardaí and Buncrana are investigating a weekend criminal damage incident. The wing mirrors of a car parked at Upper Main Street were damaged between 5 o'clock on Friday evening and 11 o'clock the following morning. Anyone who witnessed the incident or who has any information is urged to come forward. They are also investigating an incident during which a van was covered in paint in Burnfoot. The criminal incident occurred at Liz na Gréine between 10 o'clock on Friday night last and 2:50 on Saturday morning. Gardaí are appealing to residents in the area to make contact with them if they observed or heard anything last Friday night into Saturday morning that may assist with their investigations. Downgraded defective concrete block homeowners are to lodge a formal complaint with the housing agency. Over 100 families in Donegal have been left outraged after they had their remediation option downgraded. Homeowners are now demanding a thorough investigation into the decision to go against original recommendations made to demolish and rebuild properties. The move has been labelled negligent, unethical and unscientific. Marty McElhenney, spokesperson for the Downgraded Homeowners Group, says it's clear over and over again that the government is not adhering to science.
The government have directed the housing agency to look at the cause of the deterioration of our homes. They are saying in the ministerial guidelines that the housing agency will, in their analysis and deliberation, take into consideration the presence of pyrotite. This is really important because we have a group of 70 downgraded homeowners. Every single one of us have pyrotite in the blocks of our home. And every single downgrade decision has been based on the now disproven hypothesis that it's mica and free saw causing the deterioration of our home. This has been completely ignored. Pyrotite has not been considered. And our big problem is that the remediation of dwellings damaged by the use of defective concrete block Act 2022, it directs that the ministerial guidelines are adhered to. We want to know why pyrotite has not been considered in our downgrade decisions, why the true cause of the deterioration of our homes have been ignored. And we have emailed numerous complaints, and we continue to do so over the next few days, to the programme manager of the Defective Concrete Block Scheme, CCing on all relevant parties, including Minister Dara O'Brien, asking who has been responsible for this. Why has it been allowed to continue? We have been shouting about this for so long now. Every single downgrade decision is wrong because the cause has been put down to the now disproven mica freeze-thaw and pyrotite. The true cause, internal sulfate attack, is at play in the blocks of our home. Pyrotite is causing it, and we are livid that no one is listening to us, and we want this looked into.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 5:15. Kenny's here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Katie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Republic of Ireland manager Eileen Gleeson says she could give opportunities to some young players against Georgia tonight. Ireland are 6-0 up going into the second leg of the Women's Euros qualifier at the Tallaght Stadium. Gleeson has warned against complacency in the half 7 kickoff. Wales and Slovakia, the winners of that, are waiting in the playoff final. Also in action tonight at Windsor Park, Northern Ireland, they play Croatia. They're all square in their game at 1-1. Elsewhere, Sporting have confirmed Manchester United have expressed an interest in paying the €10 million required to make Ruben Amorim their new manager. They're searching for their sixth permanent boss in the 11 years since Alex Ferguson retired after sacking Eric Ten Hag yesterday. Amorim has won two Portuguese titles with Sporting and has been linked with a number of top European jobs. Elsewhere, Liverpool boss Arne Slot has hinted that he may rest Kevin Kelleher for the trip to Brighton in the EFL Cup tomorrow. The Republic of Ireland goalkeeper started in the Reds' last three games with first choice Alisson sidelined through injury. Back closer to home, Stephen Kenny says he's delighted that Anto Breslin has signed a new long-term contract at St Pat's. The defender has made over 100 appearances for the club since moving to Richmond Park in 2022. On the pitch tonight, Brentford, they'll be hoping to avoid an EFL Cup upset when they host Championship side Sheffield Wednesday for a place in the quarterfinals this evening. Thomas Frank guided the Londoners to the last 4 3 years ago. Southampton and Stoke, they meet tonight as well at St Mary's as they also hope to continue their run in the competition. Republic of Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson will look set to be without a host of players for next month's international games. Robbie Brady set to miss the Nations League matches against Finland with an ankle injury, which will sideline him for a number of weeks. And Chidezie Ogbeni has an Achilles issue, while midfielders Will Smallbone and Jack Taylor have hamstring problems. And Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says Adam Ida will have a scan after injuring his ankle in Sunday's 3-0 win at Motherwell. Liam Gordon was shown a straight red card for the challenge on the Republic of Ireland striker. Ida had scored his fifth goal of the season in all competitions during that game. Moving on to rugby, and Munster legend Alan Quinlan says the province have to get the appointment of their new head coach right. The search is on for Graham Rowntree's successor after a shock decision to leave Munster this morning. His departure comes after the Reds lost four of their first six games this season. Mike Prendergast, Felix Jones and Ronan O'Gara are among the names being linked with the vacancy. Elsewhere, Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins says they've secured the future of a natural leader by tying down Cian Prendergast to a new contract. The Western Province's captain will be staying in Galway until the end of the 2028 season. In snooker, Aaron Hill is in qualifying action at the Scottish Open this evening. The Cork man goes up against England's Stuart Carrington shortly after 7 o'clock. The first of four frames will progress. Finally for this evening, in cycling, a punishing ascent up Mont Ventoux features in the route for next year's Tour de France. It's a fairly flat first week before the intensity rises, with six mountaintop finishes scheduled. Organisers have already confirmed the Grand Depart in Lille, while Paris returns to host the final stage after the Olympics prevented that in the summer. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Katie.
Thanks, Kenny. Claudia Kennedy says her track record on the ground played a major part in being added to the Fianna Fáil party ticket to contest the upcoming general election in Donegal. In a surprise move, the party confirmed last week that Miss Kennedy had been selected to contest the election alongside Minister Charlie McConlogue and Pat the Cope Gallagher. She contested this year's local election in Donegal local electoral area. She told today's 9 till noon show that she is committed to raise the issues that matter most to people in Donegal.
The NCC and HQ approached me in terms of going forward for the ticket, and that was due to my work on the ground. I'm a teacher in Finn Valley. I deal a lot with families who are dealing with a cost of living crisis. As an officer of the CDC of Fianna Fáil, I'm meeting ministers consistently, and I will be bringing queries to them. For example, when we had Jack Chambers in the constituency last May, I was taking up issues like the A5 around the Twin Towns bypass. When it was Stephen Donnelly, who was in Donegal Town, opening the community health centre there, I was looking at GPs, upskilling GPs, increasing GPs and the waiting time, particularly for elderly residents in Donegal. So the party was very aware of my work on the ground, delivery, working through our ministerial and government base and trying to deliver for people on the ground. And I think that's hugely significant.
It's believed a van fire in Porthall over the weekend was started maliciously. Gardaí and the fire service were tasked to the scene after the Ford Transit van was set on fire at a yard in Glenfad between 11 o'clock and 11:15 on Saturday night. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who observed any suspicious activity or vehicles in the area at the time to come forward. A number of cars have been damaged in Ballybuffet during a spate of criminal damage incidents. Between 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening last and 9:30 on Thursday morning, the wipers were pulled off six cars in Navanie car park. Wiper brackets were bent and broken also, while one of the cars was scraped along the passenger door. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who observed any suspicious activity in the area at the time to contact them in Letterkenny. A coffee trailer has been targeted in a criminal damage incident in Letterkenny. Entry was not gained, however, damage was caused to the door and lock of the trailer between 12:30 and 2 a.m. on Saturday last. Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing to anyone who may have been in the area with a dash cam to make the footage available to them. The need for coastal protection works to be carried out in Inver has been highlighted to the Dáil. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle told Minister Pascal O'Donoghue that Donegal County Council doesn't have the means to implement measures to protect the land. He's warned that three houses are in danger of being washed away. Given that private and public land is affected, Deputy Pringle believes the OPW has a responsibility to continue providing funding to mitigate against the effects of erosion in the area.
I think the OPW do have a responsibility in terms of coast, protecting the coastline and coastal erosion as well too. So it's natural that if the OPW could continue to provide the funding, the council could carry out the works that are necessary there to make sure that this place will be protected.
Investigations are continuing into a crash involving an ambulance earlier this month in Letterkenny. Shortly before 10 past 6 on Saturday evening, October 5th, a minor collision occurred between an ambulance while responding to an emergency and a white Jeep at the Polestar roundabout. The wing mirrors of both vehicles collided. The driver of the ambulance was not in a position to stop at the time. Gardaí appealing to the driver of the Jeep to contact them in Letterkenny. People are being urged to rethink buying or using fireworks this Halloween. Gardaí and Donegal are reminding people of the horrific life-changing injuries sustained during the festivities. They're warning that they are not only dangerous but also come with severe criminal penalties for anyone found igniting an illegal firework, throwing an ignited firework at a person or property, or being found to be in possession of illegal fireworks for sale or supply. Gardaí Sean Sweeney is urging people to be alert over the Halloween period.
We don't want anybody injured by any fireworks, so we urge anybody who's thinking of buying or using fireworks to have a rethink. Many horrific life-changing injuries are sustained at Halloween and run up to and every year is caused by fireworks. So not only are they dangerous, but there are severe criminal penalties for anybody who's found guilty of an offence of lighting an illegal firework, throwing an ignited firework at a person or property or possession for sale supply. So the penalties are fines up to €10,000 and or 5 years imprisonment. So if anybody comes across fireworks sale or any type of antisocial or illegal behaviour and run up to Halloween, we ask them, please contact us immediately. There are a couple of stations there are open 24/7 basis, which are Letterkenny, Milford, Buncrana and Ballyshannon. And as always, you can always call 999.
Donegal County Council is to liaise with Transport Infrastructure Ireland with a view towards installing a climbing lane at the Blue Banks on the N56. The issue was raised by Councillor Michael McBride, who told members he believes such a development is necessary. Senior officials replied that a climbing lane was considered during the design phase for the recently completed works on the N56, but the road alignment at this location did not and still does not meet with the threshold in the TII road design standards for the provision of a climbing lane. Councillor McBride is asking for that threshold to be explained and reviewed.
My own opinion was from day one that there should always have been a climbing lane at the Blue Banks. There are always a backup of traffic, particularly behind agricultural vehicles and heavy vehicles. That regularly tails back to about 40 cars. And, you know, whenever they get up over the top of the hill, they all have to try and pull out and pass. And I think it actually leads to that road being dangerous. I think the TIA need to review it. The TIA don't get everything right. We see that putting a cycle lane in at McGrory Spray. They didn't put it in when they originally built the road. I think even a hard shoulder at the very, very least, where agricultural vehicles or any slow-moving vehicles would be able to move onto the left-hand side and let regular traffic pass on through. So I'm hopeful that maybe somebody will do something about it, and maybe the traffic counts have increased enough since the road was built that it may be considered going forward.
It begs the question, is it enough just to count the volume of traffic? Should there be some way of counting the nature of traffic so that if an area does have a high proportion of agricultural vehicles, high proportion of tractors, combines, whatever, as you're suggesting, then that should form part of the overall equation?
I think you're probably absolutely right. Every area is not the same. Coolboy, Antikilmacrenan area, you know, it's a very rural area. You have a lot of agricultural traffic, and I suppose, you know, a lot of people working on the development of buildings and sites and stuff like that. They're moving earth, they're moving all types of stuff, but it's a slower line of traffic. And I mean, if you've only got one lane, that automatically means that everybody's stacked up behind you. I always think that, you know, that's the most dangerous thing in the world, is traffic or cars pulling out, and lines of cars pulling out to pass something that's in front of them.
And now for the weather. It'll be mostly dry and rather cloudy this evening, with just a few patches of drizzle and light westerly or variable winds. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few patches of drizzle. Some mist and fog will develop as the night progresses. Lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, the Taoiseach says he'll move swiftly to call a general election once laws which give effect to budget changes are passed. The finance bill is seen as the last key piece of legislation to pass the Dáil before it's dissolved, which could be by the end of next week. Gardaí are appealing for information after a pedestrian was seriously injured in an overnight crash in South Donegal. The man was struck by a vehicle at around 4:30 on Main Street, Mount Charles. Learner drivers are facing further delays in Donegal. It's emerged that of the four driver testers assigned to the county, just one was available today due to sickness and annual leave. And detectives investigating a sexual assault on a woman in Derry have issued an appeal for information and witnesses. The assault occurred during the early hours of Saturday morning at approximately 1:30 in Bank Place in the city centre. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6:00. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, October 29th. The death has taken place of John Joe Doherty, Kinagobun Crana. John's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 12:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 1:00 Requiem Mass, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. Family flowers only, please. House private from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Ryan McCauley, 1 Lennon Grove, Milton. Ryan's remains will repose at his parents' residence, Deanie's Town, Ballymalil, Letterkenny, from 7:00 this evening until 10:00, and tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Rosary both nights at 9:00. Requiem Mass in St Union's Cathedral on Thursday morning at 11:00, followed by interment in New Lech Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers directly to the Donegal Hospice Letterkenny via iDonate, any family member or Charlie McClafferty funeral director. The death has occurred in her 102nd year of Bibby Doherty, Ní Clafferty, Tandaragee, Clonmany. Bibby's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11:00, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association, care of any family member or Comiskey funeral directors. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Church Services TV. The death has occurred of Sadie McLaughlin, Collier Tulla, Clonmany. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11:00, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Church Services TV. The death has occurred of Victor George Loudon, 66 Culmore Point. Funeral service in his late home tomorrow morning at 11:00, followed by cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. House private to family and friends. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, made payable to the Foyle Hospice, 61 Culmore Road, Derry, or Marie Curie Cancer Care, care of Mrs. Joan Doherty, 20 Dunhue Park, Victoria Road, Derry. The death has taken place of Margaret Rogers, 16 Birchill Creasla, and formerly Newton Abbey, County Antrim. Her remains will be leaving her home at Birchill tomorrow morning at 10:00, travelling to Antrim and Newton Abbey Crematorium for ceremony at 2:00. Family flowers only. Donations to Rainbow Rehome and Rescue, Cats Protection, Belfast Assisi Animal Sanctuary, Newton Ards, care of any family member or James Hirken, funeral director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.